From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Hudson Police Department says they have an officer who lied in an incident report, drove with a suspended registration, and repeatedly left his post as a school resource officer at the Hudson Junior Senior High School to visit a woman in another county with whom he had an intimate relationship. That's all the internal affairs documents obtained by the Times Union say about Officer Jacob Hoffman. He was also found to have stashed four personal guns, including a loaded semi-automatic handgun and an unregistered pistol, in an unlocked locker in the vacant former Hudson Police Station. Currently, Hoffman is not on active duty because of an injury and has been disciplined multiple times in a few years. But a settlement agreement negotiated between the department and his police union that extends to 2024 allows police to terminate him immediately if he violates department policy. Hoffman could not be reached for comment. The Times Union obtained the police records through the state's Freedom of Information Law. In the documents, Hoffman admits to leaving his post as a school resource officer to meet the woman. Police learned of the incident because the woman's husband witnessed the visit and called them. According to the internal investigation, and I quote, Hoffman stated that he has been doing this once a week for a couple of months, with some weeks going twice, end quote. After the internal investigation, Hoffman was suspended without pay for 14 days for violating 10 departmental policies and received a letter of reprimand. But he is still on the Hudson Police Force. The story outlines other violations and transgressions of the police officer. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Second Ward Hudson Supervisor Abdus Maya wants another term. Maya is running on the Democrat Party line. Maya has previously been a Hudson alderperson and said, and I quote, I encouraged affordable housing and shelter arrangements for homeless people in the Galvin Civic Motel and worked through a range of support services, including eviction prevention, emergency services, and transitional housing. I supported the satellite service at Bliss Towers to bring the Department of Social Services, Public Health, Human Services, and Office of the Aging, end quote. The story does not say if there are other candidates running for the same position. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Facebook deleted the pages of the Greene County Sheriff's Office and American Legion Post 291 of Greenville this week, and some local folks are upset. Facebook is a private company, and when anyone posts anything there, they are turning over the information and contents to a giant corporation, which can do what they want with it. Michelle Dale, Greene County's Veteran Service Agency Director and Administrator of the American Legion Post 291's social media page, said someone apparently reported the Legion's account for violating what Facebook calls, and I quote, account integrity and authentic identity, end quote. Greene County Undersheriff Adam Bernard said they, and I quote, are currently appealing the removal based on what they can see. We have no violations, end quote. Facebook did not respond to questions from the newspaper. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.